Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, just as Jake Tapper, anchor of CNN, was mid-lie, just literally in the middle of lie, taping this, Jimmy Kimmel was the most horrific attack. Oh, this is so funny. On the First Amendment in U.S. history. Oh, if only that was true, Jake. If only I wasn't on my third YouTube account, because the first two were taken away because it turns out I said real things about COVID they didn't like. Here's Jake Tapper, anchor of CNN, lying his butt off.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel, he's a friend of both of ours.
Yeah.
You know him, I know him. We know he's a good person. But what was your original take on how this all went down starting last week?
I mean, I thought it was pretty much the most direct infringement by the government on free speech that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Hilariously timed. This comes out. Google admits censorship under Biden, literally yesterday, promises to end bans of YouTube accounts of thousands of Americans censored for political speech. Now, why did this happen? I've trashed Jim Jordan, a Republican chairman of the Oversight Committee, for many years because he rolls up his sleeves, says blah, 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 sends out a fundraising letter, but nothing ever happens. Well, finally something happens. So I'm going to give him credit. He has hit Google for 2 years with subpoena after subpoena after subpoena after subpoena, trying to get to the bottom of their censorship machine. They finally gave up yesterday. Google admitted, contrary to what you just heard from Jake Tapper's lying Politburo there, man, he would give the USSR a run for their money in terms of just flat out ability to lie. The Biden administration, Google admits, pressured Google to censor Americans and remove content that did not violate YouTube's policies. The Biden administration censorship pressure was unacceptable and wrong. Wait, so that means like government censorship pressure. Public debate should never come at the expense of relying on authorities, they say, and they're going to fire their third-party fact checker. They're all liberal minders. They're all Democrats. There's no Republican fact checkers. It's just they don't like you saying true things and you lose your first and second YouTube account like me. And each strike, it's interesting this happened because I've been talking to you guys about this for years. Each strike I've gotten was for a COVID-related thing where I ended up being correct. And that's exactly who they addressed, who Google addressed with this statement and said, oh, come and get your account back. You can have it now. And they admit that Europe's censorship laws target American companies and threaten American speech, including the removal of lawful content. And they admit they removed content that was true, especially during COVID. Those admissions obviously come after Chairman Jordan's subpoena to Google and years-long investigation of the company. You know, I couldn't help but wonder, they could have done this on any day. They did it right after Google executives, who are liberal, but must have sat and watched the left lie and lie and lie and lie about Jimmy Kimmel and this being the worst censorship ever, and they're living through a dictatorship and Trump, blah, 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 knowing the whole time Biden made them censor. You couldn't help but miss the timing. I mean, maybe some little part of those executives said, we just can't watch the lie anymore. We can't watch the left lie anymore. I mean, to put it out now, I can't imagine the phone calls that went out from the Democrat National Committee to Google. What are you doing? Look at the timing of this. If we ever get back in office, you are done. It's exactly what they say. Here's a left-wing journalist but free speech advocate Glenn Greenwald and what that era was like in terms of for YouTube, but also for Facebook and for Twitter.
Four times in the last year, Democrats have summoned the CEOs of Twitter, Google, and Facebook to appear before them and explicitly threaten them, saying, if you don't start censoring what we regard as hate speech and disinformation, you're going to suffer our legal and regulatory punishment. It's really a merger of state and corporate power, which ironically is the classic definition of fascism. We've heard so much about fascism over the last 5 years. This is what it actually is. And the people who say they're against it are actually now supporting it.
That was months ago, by the way, when he said that, ironically. And I imagine that YouTube went through something like Zuckerberg did. This is him confessing to Joe Rogan. Yeah, I took down real things because the Biden administration made me.
We said, no, we're not going to take down humor and satire. We're not going to take down things that are true. And I don't know. Then, like, all these different agencies and branches of government basically just, like, started investigating and coming after our company. It was brutal.
Yep. Left doesn't know what this is like. Jimmy Kimmel doesn't know what this is like. If Jimmy Kimmel hadn't trashed Charlie Kirk, nobody would be talking about him this week. That's not what we've been through. And I mean, I just have a question for YouTube. After you took my second YouTube account, I'd built up thousands of followers on it. After you took my second one, see, I went over to Rumble and built that up to 6,000. Just clawing my way through, sitting there clicking and clicking and clicking and clicking to build it again and again and again and again. Where do I go to get the tens of thousands of followers that I should have by now, but that you stole from me? Where does my family go to get the money that you owe me for censoring me, for saying true things that the Democrat Party, specifically the Biden regime, did not like? See, Jimmy Kimmel doesn't know what that means. Jake Tapper has no idea what it feels like to have that boot on your throat. I know what it feels like to be a political dissident. I do, and thousands more. And they're like, oh, have your accounts back now. You weren't lying. Again, where do I go to get all those followers? Where do I go to get the followers I would have had all of those days that my broadcast was suspended? Like midstream, where do I go to get those? They don't say. They don't say. And you know what? Screw them. I don't trust him. The next time Democrat dictators come into office, well, you going to take my account again? Tell me I'm wrong? Now I'll just build my Rumble. I just don't have time. I don't have time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.